From WTIP News, this is the North Shore Weekend News Roundup. I'm Jay Anderson, and here are some of the stories we've been following this week. Minnesota's troubled moose population would be one of 67 animals added to the state's official endangered species list under a proposal announced this week by the Department of Natural Resources. Moose have seen a dramatic decline and, under the proposal, would become an official species of concern on a new list, the first major update to problem species in Minnesota since 1996. The Duluth News Tribune reports the updated endangered species list in the works since 2007 also includes 114 native plants that resource officials worry are declining. The species of concern status for moose won't limit hunting seasons. That would happen if they move to threatened or endangered status. The listing doesn't do anything for the species legally, but it is an official heads up that something is wrong. Under the proposal, expected to be final sometime next year, the state's updated endangered species list would grow from 439 species of plants, mammals, and insects to 591 species. The DNR will hold 5 public comment periods prior to final listing. The lynx, already on the federal list as threatened in Minnesota, would make the state list for the first time. The boreal owl would become a species of concern, as would the northern goshawk, while the loggerhead shrike and horned grebe would move from threatened to full-blown endangered status. The federal government has missed another deadline for issuing new regulations for Minnesota taconite plants to reduce haze over public lands like Voyageurs National Park and the Boundary Waters Canoe Area Wilderness. The Environmental Protection Agency was under a court-ordered agreement to make a final recommendation by November 10th, then November 27th, and then December 10th. But the Duluth News Tribune reports that Minnesota Pollution Control Agency officials confirmed this week the EPA has now delayed a decision until at least mid-January. The omnibus hearing for a 36-year-old Grand Portage man was continued Wednesday in the 6th District Court until January 23rd. Joel Ray Allard remains in jail in lieu of bail on a number of charges alleging sexual conduct with young girls. 3 separate criminal complaints have been filed against him in the case. Allard and defense attorney John Lind appeared before 6th District Judge Michael Cuzzo in the Cook County Courthouse. Assistant Cook County Attorney Molly Hicken passed along 9 supplemental reports to the prosecution, including in those reports were interviews with 6 juveniles. She said that, quote, a massive amount of evidence, unquote, is being gathered from Allard's computer equipment by law enforcement technical experts in St. Paul and Superior. Lind noted that while there may be a great number of images on the computers, they may not have been actively sought or viewed by his client. Because of the need for further time to obtain and analyze the evidence, Judge Cuzzo continued the omnibus hearing until Wednesday, January 23rd. The charges involve 3 girls under the age of 13. The Minnesota Department of Natural Resources closed the state's smallest wolf hunting and trapping zone Friday evening. The DNR says 9 wolves had been taken in the East Central Zone, where the quota is 10 for the late season, which opened on the 24th of November. The DNR also says late season hunters and trappers have now taken 48 wolves in the Northeast Zone, which is coming close to the zone's maximum of 56. That raises the possibility that officials may close the Northeast Zone before the season ends January 31st. However, the harvest in less forested Northwest Zone now stands at 57. That's well below the target of 187. Last week, the Arrowhead Regional Development Commission released its assessment of 16 wayside pull-offs along the 154 miles of North Shore Scenic Drive. The year-long project used Americans with Disabilities Act standards to evaluate the site's accessibility to people with physical or sensory limitations. The Lake County News Chronicle this week reports Cook County Commissioner and North Shore Scenic Drive Council Board Member Bruce Martinson undertook the task of creating an accessible parking space at Father Baraga's Cross in Schroeder. He was helped by his son Kyle, a senior at Cook County High School, who completed the project as a requirement for his Eagle Scout designation. During the assessment, the sites were evaluated for the accessibility of beaches, views of Lake Superior, picnic tables, pathways, restrooms, and parking. As reported late last week, Cook County Attorney Tim Scannell has been ordered to stay away from a 17-year-old girl and her parents after being accused of an improper relationship with the girl. According to court documents, the restraining order is in effect for 2 years. The petition alleges reasonable grounds a Scannell followed, pursued, or stalked the teen, as well as made harassing phone calls. This week, Scannell, through his Minneapolis attorneys Kaplan and Tamburino, released a statement in which he apologizes for his actions. In the statement, Scannell says in part, quote, "I wish to express my sincere apology and make amends to the people of Cook County for the personal situation in which I am currently involved. The issues relating to the temporary harassment order never involved my position as the Cook County Attorney or any part of the County Attorney's office. It was and is absolutely and completely a personal matter. However, I recognize that I have breached your trust and I hope to repair that trust over time," unquote. Scannell goes on to say he intends to fulfill his duties as county attorney to the best of his abilities. He concludes, quote, "I know that many of you have questions. I am certain that those questions will be answered as this process progresses in the next few weeks," unquote. The Minnesota Bureau of Criminal Apprehension has been called in to conduct an investigation. You've been listening to the North Shore Weekend News Wrap-Up. To hear more from the WTIP News team and to check out the full versions of our stories, visit us at WTIP.org. For North Shore Community Radio, I'm Jay Anderson, wishing you a great weekend.